Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 7, Scene 3, Trinavarta Asura. One day, shortly after this ceremony, when Mother Yashoda was patting her baby Krishna on her lap, the baby felt too heavy, and being unable to carry Krishna, Yashoda unwillingly placed Krishna on the ground. After a while, Yashoda became engaged in household affairs. At that time, one of the servants of Kamsa, known as Trinavarta, as instructed by Kamsa, appeared in Gokula in the shape of a whirlwind. Trinavarta picked the child up on his shoulders and raised a great dust storm all over Vrindavan. And because of this, everyone's eyes became covered within a few moments, and the whole area of Vrindavana became densely dark so that no one could see themselves or anyone else. During this great catastrophe, Mother Yashoda could not see her baby Krishna, who was taken away by the whirlwind, and Yashoda began to cry very piteously. Yashoda fell down on the ground, exactly like a cow who has just lost her calf. When Mother Yashoda was so piteously crying, all the cowherder women immediately came and began to look for baby Krishna. But they were disappointed and could not find Krishna. The Trinavarta demon, who took baby Krishna on his shoulder, went high into the sky. But Krishna assumed such a weight that suddenly Trinavarta could not go any further, and so we had to stop his whirlwind activities. Baby Krishna made himself heavy and began to weigh down the demon. Lord Krishna caught hold of Trinavarta's neck, and Trinavarta felt baby Krishna to be as heavy as a big mountain. Trinavarta tried to get out of Krishna's clutches, but he was unable to do so, and so his eyes popped out from their sockets. Crying very fiercely, Trinavarta fell down to the ground of Vrindavan and died. The demon fell exactly like Tripura Asura, who was pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva. Trinavarta hit the stone ground and his limbs were smashed. Trinavarta's body thus became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When the gopis saw the demon killed, and they saw child Krishna very happily playing on the demon's body, the gopis immediately picked Krishna up with great affection. The cowherder men and women became very happy to get back their beloved child Krishna. At that time, they began to talk about how wonderful it was that the demon took away the child to devour Krishna, but he could not do so. Instead, Trinavarta fell down dead, and some of them supported the situation. This is proper, because those who are too sinful die from their sinful reactions, and child Krishna is pious. Therefore, Krishna is saved from all kinds of fearful situations. And we too must have performed great sacrifices in our previous lives, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or giving great wealth in charity, and acting philanthropically for the general welfare of men. And because of such pious activities, this child Krishna is saved from all danger. The assembled gopis spoke among themselves, what sort of austerities and penances we must have undergone in our previous lives. We must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offered different kinds of sacrifices, made charities, and performed many welfare activities for the public, such as growing banyan trees and excavating wells. For as a result of these pious activities, we have got back our child, even though Krishna was supposed to be dead. Now, Krishna has come back to enliven his relative. After observing such wonderful happenings, Nanda Maharaj began to think of the words of Vasudeva again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.